Now, Mr. Bell, Mr. Stephen Bell, but 1st of June, I think. Now, that'll be the James Bond medley, James Bond medley, Janie Mack. Coming down with conductors and coming down with composers and amazing people this week. We were talking about John Williams the other day, and now there's that James Bond medley. But the man responsible for that is now principal guest conductor with the RTE Concert Orchestra. It's awfully important now. Stephen Bell, you're welcome.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, and lovely to see you again. And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm absolutely thrilled and delighted to be on board.
This is a good appointment. This is good now.
Bless you, that's
this
very
is good. But you've had a relationship with the orchestra already, and that's the great thing, I suppose.
It's always nice when you get re-invited. You know, yeah. as a musician, if you get asked back, you're doing something right. But to have it made a little bit more formal is really exciting. And as you know, they're a terrific bunch and incredibly versatile group of musicians.
But is that what it is? Is it the versatility of this orchestra that they have always gone from heaven? It could be Schoenberg today, and it could be the Beatles tomorrow.
I think that's part of it, and the fact that they do all of those things with a great sense of style and panache and a great sense of humour, and they're always lovely to have around.
Yeah.
And whenever we bring guest artists over to work with the orchestra, they always say the same thing. It's just infectious.
But with respect, you've been the artistic director for the City of Oxford Orchestra. You were there. And associate conductor of the Halle. You know what artists, what musicians are like. Most of them are terrific. And then there's the few. There's always a few.
Do you know, I think I bring a sort of slightly unique perspective on this
job,
because I was a member of a broadcasting orchestra for over 30 years. I was with the
BBC.
You're a horn player. I was a horn player in the BBC.
See, you think I don't know these things.
Ah, you see. So I retired from there in 2015, but having sort of sat the other side of the coin, as it were, I like to think without blowing my own trumpet, I kind of see how it works on both sides. So there's a bit of inside knowledge there.
Well, exactly.
Like.
And that helps you without any question when it comes to dealing with those who might be slightly delicate.
I always approach it from that side of the...
I think that's,
that's the way.
I think that's better. Because you would, I'm sure, over the years, have come across situations where you wouldn't have as amenable a bunch as... our concert orchestra.
That's one of the main parts of the job, actually, because they're all intelligent musical minds in an orchestra, and they all have their own opinions and their own ideas, and it's a question of kind of galvanising that and getting the best performance you can from being loyal to the composer and getting everybody on side.
That's exactly, and also you don't want to come in and frighten the life out of everybody.
Those days are gone.
Aren't they? But they did exist.
Oh, they did, absolutely, they did.
But
they
were probably, when you were starting out as a small
maybe.
Boy.
Maybe. I mean, I worked with some big-name conductors in my younger days who absolutely terrified the orchestra. The likes of George Schulte was, you know, you sat up and took notice.
But did it take... the joy out of what you were doing. Because let's face it, you're playing music. It's about pleasure.
It is about pleasure. There's a huge amount of kind of respect for these guys. I guess that's part of where that comes from.
Yes, yeah.
But if you can command that respect and do it in a collaborative way, then for me, that's a far better
method. It's like the chefs. You don't have to shout and fling meat at people. Just treat people with a bit of respect.
That's what it's all about.
Oh. Now, look, you've got... straight into this. Like, RTE, don't let you hang about. You've arrived, you're here, and to prove it, you're on stage.
We are, and I'm thrilled, actually. And especially this week, as you mentioned the other day, you've been celebrating the great man's 90th birthday, John Williams. What a fabulous legacy of music. And he's still at it. He's still writing.
Yeah. Isn't he phenomenal?
How he makes that emotional connection. He squares the triangle, if you like, between what you hear, what you see, and your emotional response. And
I got that one. The Steven Spielberg, the director, said, "Without John Williams, there is no force. Dinosaurs do not walk the earth. We do not wonder. We do not weep, we do not believe."
What a lovely quote. What a lovely quote. I mean, that relationship has been back to the 70s, and they're still working together. The Fablemans, the next film, is out later this year, I think, isn't it?
It's incredible.
I think that's the 29th occasion that Williams and Spielberg have worked together. But
Did you work with John Williams?
I was very lucky to be involved in two of the Star Wars recording sessions with the London Symphony Orchestra.
Hold that thought while I play. I want to play a little bit of something else that you conducted, Bring Him Home, because Cillian Donnelly. The great Cillian Donnelly.
I know this is a tangent. The
yeah, but we have Bring Him Home because Les Mis is opening this week as well. Oh, back in town.
It's all happening here.
It's all happening here. You see, you come to the right town, but you're the man conducting. So here it is.
Bring him home.
Bring Him Home. It's Killian Donnelly there with the RTE Concert Orchestra and the incredible Mr. Stephen Bell, who's now the principal guest conductor with the RTE Concert Orchestra. That's fine. Let's talk about you and John Williams. What was that like?
I've got to say, career highlight.
Where were you?
It was in Abbey Road Studios. Back to 2002. It was January 2002, so just over 20 years ago.
Right.
Recording The Attack of the Clones, and then 3 years later involved in some of the sessions, not all of the sessions, for Revenge of the Sith. But to actually be in the same room and see the guy at work, I mean, I've, as many people, grew up listening to these film scores and been fascinated by the whole concept of movie music and how it works and how it kind of gets that emotional response from you in the cinema. But to actually see him at work was quite extraordinary.
And what was he like to work with?
Very focused, very quietly spoken. He's an incredibly modest man.
Yes.
But gosh, what ears. You know, the slightest little thing or being able to kind of change a little something on the harp. I guess because he obviously lives and breathes the music and he's a very established conductor too. Not all film composers conduct their own music. Maybe some shouldn't. I'm not going to name names. But he, you know, he was the music director of the Boston Pops for many, many years
before
Keith Lockhart took on that role. So hugely experienced on the podium too, and bringing all of that experience to bear.
But when you go and you conduct, you obviously will... There's an influence. We're all influenced by people as we go through our lives. Would he have had some impact on you in terms of being the conductor?
I think in terms of his work ethic, yes. I think in terms of trying to kind of emulate what he did, listening back to the recordings of some of those soundtracks, you can't beat them. You know, you can only strive.
So who would be your influences then?
In terms of players, perhaps going back as far as the likes of Dennis Brain and Alan Civil as horn players.
Yeah.
Who were kind of pioneers, but also at the cliff face, as it were, as working musicians.
Yeah. And then as conducting?
In terms of conducting, I spent quite a little time with the late, great Todd Hanley, Werner Hanley.
Yes.
Who was all about the music. It wasn't about him, it wasn't about the ego, it wasn't about anything other than being true to the composer and what we were talking about earlier, trying to get everybody on side.
Yes,
when Todd was on the box, you wanted to play well for him.
Oh, that's, you see, that's
the
trick.
If you could bottle that, it would be magnificent.
But that's like a teacher in school, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If the teacher that actually garners a relationship with you and kind of and brings you out of yourself and praises when you make, like, when you have an achievement in class, that's the one you want to please.
It is indeed. Actually, you've just absolutely hit the nail on the head there. I remember very distinctly Todd, whenever he wanted to criticise anybody, he would always praise them first and say, for example, trombones, that sounds marvellous, just be careful it's not late.
Absolutely.
So immediately they're going, oh, we're sounding good.
Yes.
You know, and it's that kind of psychology, which is so much a part of what a conductor's job is.
Oh, I totally agree.
All we're trying to do is be true to what the composer or the arranger has written and regurgitate it.
And to be decent with people. We're back to that again, just to be decent with people. Now, look, you're in Leisureland in Galway. That's tonight. And you're in the University Concert Hall in Limerick tomorrow. When's the last time you were conducting live? Is it recently? Were you?
I was with the RTE Concert Orchestra back in October. We did a Halloween show. That was the last time I was here.
That's right. You frightened the life out of everyone.
We did indeed. That was the costume. Wear a mask, they said.
Not just for COVID.
The Halle are back to almost kind of full strength, as it were, in terms of concert schedules. So we've had a really busy Christmas and New Year period.
Wonderful.
Which is great to see. And audiences are coming back. I mean, I think there's a little bit of confidence to still grow for people to go, yes, we'll book a long way in advance. But I think there's also a lot of pent up, you know, we've missed this for the last 2 years.
There's no question about it.
And it can be so powerful.
And you're right, though. It is about building up that confidence to say, I want to go to a concert. I want to sit there. And I'm happy to sit with people. And people are masked still.
People are masked.
You're going to have that, you know. And it's the full complement of the orchestra for these 2 weeks.
We have, because John Williams pulls no punches.
We need
a full complement of players.
One of the things I noticed, I don't know if did you see that? You might have seen this piece in The Guardian. They were talking about the fact that sometimes his music is compared to others, like Star Wars with Stravinsky and E.T. with Hanson and whatever. Do you agree with that? Do you think that? Because I sometimes think that's unfair.
Well, no, he's on record as saying he is influenced by. I mean,
how are you
musicians.
Not influenced?
Quite.
Yeah.
And maybe if you were being unkind, you would say that he's doing a pastiche or something. Sometimes he does for comedic effect. Some of the music in Harry Potter, for example, is straight out of a Prokofiev ballet. And maybe he's doing that for a particular reason. But yes, he's on record as saying he's influenced by all those composers in the past, the big kind of romantic sweep of those composers, particularly the composers in the cinema who went before him, the likes of Eric Korngold and Miklos Rocha. He's absolutely, and I believe that he is almost single-handedly responsible for keeping that tradition of the orchestral soundtrack going and passing it on to future generations of composers.
You've picked, like, you've Star Wars, you've Angela's Ashes, which is a local thing, E.T., the flying thing, which we all love, Schindler's List. It's like it's hit after hit here.
That's the hard thing with putting a show like this
How
together.
Do you do
what
it?
What do you leave out? You know, it's really hard to kind of, and we have a little surprise too, but you'll have to come to the concert.
You've even got Jaws in, which I love.
Well, that's perfect.
People forget that he did that.
That just shows, you know, talk about less is more, just those two notes, and immediately everybody knows what it is.
Stopped everybody swimming for about 3 years.
Indeed, it did.
It was so effective.
Maybe if we're being slightly unkind, you know, 50 years ago, special effects weren't quite that great. You know, there's no CGI, there's no green screen.
True.
That music's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
The film would have been a lot scarier. You know, it's much scarier because of the music. If you turn the volume down, it doesn't have half the effect.
And listen, how will this work? Being guest conductor, so you're back and forth is how this will work, is it?
Yeah.
You come for events, you come for whatever, and then you go back and work with the Halley or whatever.
That's the idea. I think it's maybe half a dozen times a year, something like that.
That's
I'll
fantastic.
Be over every couple of months, and
that's
it'll be really nice to kind of
I'm delighted to hear it.
See the guys.
Well, listen, pick a favourite, and we'll finish on it, because you're going to be playing, this is a tribute to the great John Williams. It's tonight in the in Leisure and in Galway, and tomorrow night, University Concert Hall in Limerick. Have you a favourite from this list?
I think, of all the Williams scores, I think my favourite has to be E.T. That entire closing sequence, the wide-eyed magic of all. I'm going to make you feel old now.
The lad
who played Elliot.
We all fell apart.
He's just had his 50th birthday. That's ridiculous. That can't be true, but it is.
Yeah.
So it's 40 years since that film was released.
For heaven's
but it's
sake.
Just magnificent music.
We did a competition the other day. Toto, the band Toto, Joseph Williams, John Williams' son, is the singer with them. He's 61.
Gosh, yes.
And he should be about 22.
Yeah,
he's 61. So we celebrate the fact the man is 90.
And still going strong.
Still going strong,
yeah. He's due to conduct the Vienna Phil again in a couple of months' time. And yeah.
Well, 2 years ago, we saw Ennio Morricone in this lovely city. 92, 3, so... Sometimes there are those who are lucky enough to keep going and give us that pleasure.
Absolutely.
Listen, you're a joy, Stephen. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And good luck this evening and tomorrow. And this is E.T. From your concert, and I wish you the very best with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. They'll give you no trouble.
Brilliant.
Let us know if they do, though. We'll do what we can about it. Actually, we'll play it in a second. I need to do this first.